This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday sought to present a unified front with Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga to counter an increasingly assertive China as the U.S. leader held his first face-to-face White House summit since taking office. Biden hosted Suga for talks that ordered the Democratic president, who took office in January, a chance to work further on his pledge to revitalize U.S. alliances that freed under his Republican predecessor, Donald Trump. China topped the agenda, underscoring Japan's central role in U.S. efforts to face down the challenge from Beijing. Suga said that he and Biden agreed on the necessity of frank discussions with China in the context of Beijing's activities in the Indo-Pacific region and reaffirmed the importance of the U.S.-Japan alliance. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Friday that Russia is asking 10 U.S. diplomats to leave the country in retaliation for Washington's expulsion of 10 Russian diplomats over alleged election interference and other malign actions. The U.S. government on Thursday also blacklisted Russian companies and barred U.S. banks from buying sovereign funds and bonds from Russia's central bank, National Wealth Fund, and Finance Ministry. Lavrov, speaking at a news conference with his Serbian counterpart, said Moscow was also considering possible painful measures aimed at U.S. businesses in Russia. Moscow would also end the activity in Russia of U.S. funds and NGOs that interfere in the country's internal affairs. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Brazilian health ministry official asked women on Friday to delay getting pregnant until the worst of the pandemic passes, saying the virus variant that is devastating the South American country appears to affect expectant mothers more than earlier versions of the virus. The recommendation comes as Brazil continues to be one of the global epicenters of the pandemic, with more Brazilians dying of the virus each day than anywhere else in the world. U.S. President Joe Biden signed an order on Friday to keep the U.S. refugee cap at a historically low 15,000. That's according to a senior administration official, opting against the plan he had been considering to raise it to 62,500. That decision was a blow to refugee advocates who had wanted Biden to move swiftly to reverse the policies of his Republican predecessor, Donald Trump, who had set the 15,000 cap as a way to limit immigration. Biden, 2 months ago, had considered raising the cap to 62,500. And earlier Friday, a group of Democratic lawmakers renewed appeals for him to act. Biden's decision to delay issuing the revised refugee cap for this year appeared tied to concerns over the optics of admitting more refugees amid rising levels of migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent months and not wanting to look too open or soft, according to another U.S. official. Viewers reacted with a mix of outrage and grief to newly released body cam video that shows a Chicago police officer fatally shoot a 13-year-old less than a second after the boy dropped the handgun, turned toward the officer, and began raising his hands. Amid renewed appeals for policing reform, some are calling for the officer who shot Adam Toledo to be charged or fired. But for others, the footage released Thursday shows how difficult such decisions might be for prosecutors and police higher-ups, with an officer making a split-second decision after chasing a suspect down a dark alley while responding to a report of gunshots. The UN Security Council has authorized international monitors to watch over a nearly six-month-old ceasefire agreement in Libya. The council's unanimous vote was announced Friday. Council's resolution follows through on Secretary General Antonio Guterres' recent proposal for up to 60 monitors to join an existing political mission in Libya. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.